When it comes to managing money, there are a lot of tools out there available to Canadians. It can be overwhelming. Like, there's so many different things, so many different perspectives. Prosper Canada wanted to find a way to bring it all together and make it easier for Canadians to find the right resources all in one place. And I kind of think they've done it. They've launched this thing called Trove. It is a financial self-help portal, for lack of a better phrase. And joining us now to talk about it is Liz Mulholland from Prosper Canada. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce.
So much, as I say, so much information, so many tools, so much. What was the idea behind launching Trove?
The way you put it. Tons of stuff out there. Overwhelmingly, though, designed for people with middle and higher incomes, and not a lot actually for people with low or moderate incomes, whose financial reality is a bit different and who often need very different information and tools and resources. For instance, information on tax filing and navigating government benefit programs, which are really important right now during the pandemic. That's not the information your bank typically provides you with, although I'm sure they're doing a lot more these days to help their customers. But it's people need a place that they can go where it's all in one spot. It's well organized. It's plain language. It's simple to navigate. And it's really the tools and resources are focused on people's really immediate needs right now.
Yeah.
Budgeting, saving, learning about government benefits and how they can get them, tax filing and tackling debt.
Yeah. I want to talk. So one of the ones for lower income Canadians is taxes and benefits. And I don't think we cannot beat this drum often enough or loud enough in that there are resources available to people that they might not be aware of. And sometimes, quite often, the catalyst to receiving those benefits is filing your taxes. Help me beat this drum, please.
Absolutely. So we know that 1 in 5 people with low incomes in Canada does not file their taxes. And this rate is much higher among some communities, for instance, in some Indigenous communities, not all of them, newcomers, visible minority communities. And often, you know, this money is really important. We know that federally, at least, we estimate about $2 billion a year in benefits for low-income people doesn't reach them simply because they don't tax file or they encounter obstacles along the way. So they don't make it to the finish line when they're trying to apply for benefits. And there's lots of additional money in provincial benefits that are often linked to federal benefits, or you need to tax file to establish your eligibility, even if you have to fill out other forms afterwards to get them. So it's all very complex, many steps, many a slip between the cup and the lip. But if people do tax file, GST credit and Canada Worker Benefit alone could mean $2,000 more a year in your pocket. If you have children or you're a senior or a person with disability, it can be way more. So it's really important to tax file.
I have a particular passion for the debt bucket of content and tools. One of the things that you help people uncover for themselves is their money priorities. And you've got a great little worksheet. It's super, super simple. Tell us what you're trying to do with the worksheets and with these kind of action-oriented. It's not just passive information. It's asking questions to get people thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all of us find financial topics daunting, including all of us at Prosper Canada. We all have our moments where we just don't really feel up to it. But the easiest way to tackle your financial situation is to break it down into small, easy steps. So that's what worksheets are for. It's like, let's focus on one particular issue or aspect of your finances. Let's break it down. Let's take stock of where you are. Let's talk about your goals and priorities, not somebody else's. And then let's help you set a goal and start to build a concrete action plan to get there, all in small, manageable steps. So, the biggest problems in the world can be broken down to small, manageable steps, as any engineer will tell you. So that's what we're trying to do for people.
There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who arrive in Canada as immigrants, and there is so much to learn about this new culture, even if you already speak English, I can't even imagine what it would be like if you don't. There's a section on Trove that takes one through My Money in Canada. What do you want people to take away from that?
We want newcomers and people more generally to have access to really good quality, accurate information that's simple and easy to understand on the different money products and services that are available in Canada, how our financial marketplace works, what their rights and responsibilities are as a consumer, and the information they need to navigate the way money works in Canada. And lots of newcomers are very financially sophisticated about how things work in their country. Some aren't, some are in between, but it's a whole new ballgame when you go to a new country and you have to figure out the rules of the game here and what's on offer here and what your rights and responsibilities are in Canada. So we're trying to make that super easy for people and really break it down for them.
As I was wandering through the site and playing around, at one point it asked if I wanted to become a registered user. Why would someone be willing or interested to become a registered user?
Well, first of all, it helps us understand what is most useful to people. So we can see where they're clicking, where they're not clicking. And that'll enable us to continuously improve this site and make sure we're getting people the content they need. And then we can also invite feedback from people, which is really great. And we can also demonstrate to funders that people are using this so they'll continue to invest in it. So maybe a little more benefit to us in the short term, but benefit to everybody in the longer term, because this resource will be available to people and it will continue to get better and better. And we'll add new things to meet people's emerging needs and take stuff off that they don't want.
Yeah. I also like that it saves my my responses so that I can I can print them, I can have them, and it's work that will live on versus just me, the ephemeral nature of the internet sometimes. Okay. Yeah. One last thing is the Financial Relief Navigator. This I love, and I love it in particular because these things change all the time. Remember at the beginning of the pandemic when there was a new benefit or a new thing, it seemed like there was a new one every day. That's calmed a little bit because we're 18 months in. But what will people find on the Financial Relief Navigator?
So this is a place where you will answer a short number of just basic screening questions, figure out where you live, how old you are, if you have kids, if you have a disability, et cetera. And then it will pop up. Here are all the pandemic emergency benefits and financial relief programs that are available to you where you live and for somebody who's like you. And then you can just click on the ones you're interested in. It'll give you some plain language information about who's eligible and how you access this. And if you actually need help to apply or you need to get more information, et cetera, you're not going to don't think you're going to be able to navigate this one on your own. You can also search a directory to see where there is help available in your community to help you apply for these benefits, et cetera. So, and it includes all the federal, provincial, and territorial pandemic relief, but also information from major banks, credit unions, utilities, telephone and internet providers on any debt and expense relief that they're offering to you right now. So that's really important too.
I can imagine it must be someone's full-time job just to keep that
navigator. It is. Jack and his lovely man. This is a shout out for you, Jack.
Yes. He
keeps us up to date. That is his full-time job. Is
well, thank you, Jack.
All in the loop.
We appreciate it. I can only imagine how much work it was to build Trove in the beginning. And then, of course, to keep it up to date. The website is yourtrove.org, yourtrove.org. And it's brought to you by Prosper Canada. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. It's been great chatting with you.
Liz Mulholland is the CEO of Prosper Canada, national charity. Its focus is on expanding economic opportunity for Canadians living in poverty. And they do all sorts of amazing things, including Trove.